totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van der Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing he believes in.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hey, everybody. It's Wags here in the studio.
Wags.
Excuse me. Let me correct myself. Wags here in studio, lovely sunny Florida. Randy over in Dublin, Ireland. Do me a favor, just use that absolutely horrendous Irish accent for me.
Well, I went out last night and I ran into Conor McGregor.
God, that's awful.
Conor McGregor running around.
Oh. Is there any little green men out there?
Guess where I went today, Ed?
Where?
The Leprechaun Museum.
Turn your mic down a little. It's a little hot.
I don't know how to do that in the computer.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, that's better.
All right, well, I'll just back away from it. Yeah, I went to the Leprechaun Museum, and they said, well, there's only one stipulation. When you come in as media, you have to stay for the entire 45 minutes.
Phone's ringing. I wonder who that is.
Guess what I said?
Something about 45 minutes. I couldn't hear over the phone.
Guess what I told him when they said you had to stay for the whole 45 minutes?
No, hell no.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
It ain't happening.
Bye-bye.
So I've been all over Dublin. I've obviously taken a bunch of pictures, went to the weigh-ins today. The fight tomorrow, for anybody who is not up on it, the co-main event, Big Ben Rothwell against Stipe Miocic, was canceled a few weeks ago. And then as I'm boarding the plane to come to Dublin, the main event is scratched as well. So,
lots of shakeups.
Well, there's a whole lot more shakeups, as the announcement was just released from the UFC that John Jones has now been reinstated.
So what's the immediate impact that we should expect to see now that that announcement has been made?
Well, they're already, started the negotiations of the rematch, John Jones and Daniel Cormier. More importantly, I want to see who else has the kahunas to put John Jones where he rightfully belongs, at the top of the pound-per-pound list, which I will do after the fights tomorrow night.
So you don't feel that he needs to come back after that timeout, basically what it was? It was a timeout. And get one fight before he gets that shot, and more specifically the shot. I understand putting him back at the pound for pound number one, but what are your thoughts on whether or not he should get that fight against Daniel Cormier first out of the block?
You know, we can take either side of it. You know, the side that I'm going to take is he was the number one fighter in the world. He was sort of undefeated, the one disqualification, as he was basically about to murder Matt Hamill. I'm okay with the automatic rematch. What happens if it's all about money? It's a money-driven business.
Yeah.
What happens if, when John Jones returns, he gets that tune-up fight and he either gets hurt or he loses? Now that big money fight against Daniel Cormier is gone. So I'm okay with it. And he deserves it.
Riding the train, much like Conor McGregor, riding the train while they still can take advantage of it. It makes sense in that sense. I don't know. I'm trying to, Because again, I can see both sides, so it makes it hard to take a side. But just for the sake of the show, I guess I'll disagree. I don't like that. Just because, again, we've seen a lot of guys that have fought, specifically Ryan Bader, and he's done well. He's had success. He's on I think it's a five or six fight win streak to get to that point. He has been proving that he deserves that shot.
It doesn't matter.
And I understand the whole business side of it, but I have said in the past that I am of the opinion that if you have the rankings, then you have to utilize them for creating your fights, as opposed to
tell Sue for that.
Well, I know, obviously, I'm nobody who cares what my opinion is. That is just the way.
Listen
I
to this prediction.
Work.
Here's my UFC prediction, and then let's jump over and talk some baseball. Shockingly enough, I want to talk baseball a little bit more than I want to talk MMA right now.
What?
But here's my prediction. UFC 200 is in July in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
I believe all three of these could happen on that July card, but I'm going to even be willing to bet that two of the next three fights that I'm going to tell you will be on that major card with the UFC Fan Expo, UFC 200. We'll have Daniel Cormier versus John Jones. It will have Ronda Rousey versus Cyborg.
Oh. Ooh.
It will have Conor McGregor versus Cowboy Cerrone.
Ooh. That's two that that's hard to I'm curious where you're basing this, what you're basing this off of, especially the Cyborg fight. You actually now think that this is going to happen?
Well, I've always thought it's going to happen if Cyborg can get down to the weight.
Has yet to prove that.
Well, I think she will get down to it, and I've been told by a few people here in Dublin that could happen at 140.
Oh, why? Why? I mean, we've talked about how it makes no sense for Rousey to move up.
Money.
She's hot. She's hot. I wanted to tell you, I always see her on TV. I said, next time we're in Randy's, I'm going to tell her Ronda's hot.
That's it, everybody.
She'd get it.
Man. Yeah, that's really, I don't know. We have talked over and over and over again about how it doesn't make sense for Ronda to not fight at 135, to not have a catchweight fight, to not move weight to go meet Cyborg. Cyborg's been the one that has been calling out Rousey for years now, and it's all about if you're calling somebody out, then you have to come to them. It doesn't make sense for the champ to go to the challenger.
I agree with you, but here's why it may happen. If Ronda is in fact ready to move on from mixed martial arts, ready to move back, and do more movies and do more, stuff like that, and they hand her a 7 or 9 digit check.
That'd be 7.
Okay. So a couple digits in the 7 digit number to fight Cyborg in July. You don't think she does it for $3-5 million?
That I see. That's an obscene amount of money for an MMA fighter. Even Anderson Silva was at the top of his game. He was getting numbers that were like that. So for Ronda Rousey to command that sort of amount for a fight, that's going out on a limb. But it makes sense if they were to go that far. But I was under the impression she's 28 right now. She was talking about possibly leaving MMA to focus on all the extracurriculars that you were talking about, but that wasn't until she was into her 30s for a little bit. We're talking about possibly 3 to 5 years down the road, but you're saying that you think this may happen within a 1 year time frame from now.
It very possibly could. It very possibly could. So before we hit the first break, I know we're a couple minutes away from it. First, have the Blue Jays been eliminated yet?
Not quite yet.
Okay. Well, again, I feel like I'm in another world. So
it's like a whole
really
other country.
It is another country.
I know. That's why I said it.
And I put that black thing of death on the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago Cubs when
really
last week I applied for credentials for Chicago, for Toronto. So it's going to be a Kansas City, New York World Series.
Well, that is indeed what it is looking like. One of the articles I saw in show prep was the fact that the NLCS did amazing when it came to the ratings. Obviously, that makes sense because the history of the Cubs was there. How much does the popularity of the MLB playoffs take a hit now that the Cubs are out and it's not quite the same? Obviously, the Mets being in the playoffs and making a run for the World Series, that's a big deal, but nowhere near quite as big as the Cubs being in.
Sure. I mean, the Chicago going in with the whole Michael J. Fox thing. Did you see Fox and what was it, Professor Brown, Ed? What was his name in Welcome? Or
Doc Brown.
So Doc Brown and Michael J. Fox were on with Jimmy Kimmel. It was hilarious.
In character.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, in character. So, yeah, you know, the Cubs not going to the World Series are definitely going to cost some eyeballs on it. But the Mets going instead of a team like the Dodgers, I think is good for TV because everybody seems to be a New York fan. I just ran across Rory McDonald, getting back to MMA. Rory McDonald is from Canada. And he's wearing a New York hat here in whatever country I'm in right now.
That would be Ireland.
Okay. So he's wearing a New York ball cap in Ireland.
The audience was up 55% from last year's four-game ALCS on TBS. And that was between the Royals and the Orioles. They were averaging 7.9 million viewers on TBS. And then on Thursday, the network said that that was the most since the six-game Giants-Philly series that was 5 years ago that was featured on Fox. So significantly more interest paid, but I think that there will be a downturn in interest, especially if we have Kansas City and New York in the series. Obviously, Kansas City had the success last year, so you're not going to see quite as much of a significant uptick in interest just because, again, they went through their history. It was a big deal last year, not quite as big a deal this year. If Toronto was going to be in it, then obviously that's a huge deal with their history and how long it's been. I think it's 23 years since the last time they were in the playoffs in the World Series.
Who is Chicago going to blame now? They can't blame Bartman. They can't blame the GOAT. They can't blame Harry Carey. They got to blame somebody for taking four in the shorts and getting eliminated.
Interesting way to put that. They have to blame themselves. I mean, bottom line.
No, they don't do that.
Yes.
Athletes don't do that. They don't blame themselves.
Yeah, they do. Some of them do. The good ones do. The good ones do. Or at least
Jeter
they should.
Jeter already retired.
What was that?
Jeter already retired.
What, there's no good athletes anymore?
What was the last athlete that took blame for a loss?
Of course you put me on the spot.
There you go, Wags, doing what you do best.
They don't call me the best in the business for nothing.
With that said, let's hit this break on time so at least we'll semi-stay on track. Wags and Ed in studio back there in beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm in a very dreary, which I happen to like, Dublin, Ireland. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first-class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous. Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, folks, John Madden here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. I mean, I love this guy.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Randy over in Dublin. This is Wegs here in studio. That's right. I'm changing my name back. I'm taking over.
Well, here's the thing, Wags. You can't make up your own nickname. And once you get one, Wags, you can't say you don't want it. So
I was given Wags. That's not mine.
You were given Wags.
That doesn't count. In my world, it doesn't count.
All right, before we move on to the NFL, Tampa Bay Buccaneers going up to Washington this weekend, let's just finish up Major League Baseball and the total debacle out there in Los Angeles. Give me your thoughts.
That's a good word to use. I said this last week on the show that I guess I'm just the naive one for thinking that taking the Dodgers to the postseason for 3 years in a row for the first time in franchise history wasn't enough to satisfy the fan base, to satisfy the front office. Don Mattingly and the Dodgers, they said they parted ways amicably, and yeah, I don't know about that. Apparently, they sat down, they started talking, but Mattingly said he decided he wanted to leave after all the frustration from the Dodgers fan base. After they obviously were eliminated, they have too high expectations for him, and the Dodgers, I guess, agreed with that statement. I don't know. I don't like it personally. I think that that is a milestone that is significant in a franchise that is so storied. They've had the success over the years, and to continue to set a milestone that had not been reached is a big deal. But for that to not be enough for the fan base is just, I don't understand it. I don't like it. I think that he had produced enough to stay as their manager. It was his, they were going to be his fifth year as their manager with another option after that. So I don't like it personally. What are your thoughts?
Well, from what I understand, the Dodgers wanted to keep Don Mattingly. The Dodgers were willing to keep Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly decided he wanted to leave, but he also said that he wants to manage again. So if I am a if I own a Major League Baseball team, I would never, ever hire Don Mattingly. He has a job. He likes the job. But from what you just said, the expectations are too high. Shouldn't your expectations, even if you're managing the worst team in Major League Baseball, shouldn't your expectations be to get to the playoffs? And why do you get to the playoffs? To go to the World Series. And not why do you go to the World Series? It's not just to go, but it's to win the World Series. So if Don Mattingly believes that the Los Angeles Dodger fan base have high expectations, he is a bigger buffoon than I thought before I heard everything that you just said. Because the expectation should be, especially with that bankroll and with Magic involved, it should be to win the World Series. But again, from what I read and what I was told, the Dodgers wanted to keep him. It was Mattingly who wanted to leave.
So you see no spot for him in any other organization in the league, even if it's not a head manager, even if it's a smaller coaching position.
Oh, a Spalding coaching position's okay because they're just Dubois and, you know, they do what they're told. And, you know, he can be a batting coach or he can, you know, be some of those lesser jobs. But if I owned a Major League Baseball franchise, if the guy that I'm interested in was complaining that the expectations were too high and saying that publicly, it's one thing, you know, to behind closed doors, you're telling the ownership, you know, you're in Tampa Bay, the expectations, come on, let's be honest. You know, we can say that the expectations are going to the World Series, but we'll be lucky if we win, you know, 85 games. But you don't say that publicly. And if he's saying publicly that the expectations were too high with that team that they had in L.A., then, yeah, I wouldn't want him to manage my team.
Let me read into this just a quick second, because I don't think it was necessarily a public statement. I think this was a source that had knowledge of discussions between Mattingly, the president Freeman, the GM Farhan Zahidi, and the senior VP of baseball operations Josh Burns.
If I'm the LA Dodgers and he's telling me in the back room expectations are too high, I don't want him in LA. Now, if I own another team, if I own, you know, the lower half of Major League Baseball team, a team that is just happy to win some games, that's different because it wasn't publicly. But yeah, if I'm the Dodgers, I don't want this guy back if he thinks the expectations are too high in LA.
So now what? I mean, where do they go? Who do they bring in?
The Dodgers?
Yeah.
Oh, they've got some. They'll have a decent manager. They probably already have somebody on the line. Hold on a second. My phone's ringing.
Well, we know that the way you coach softball games, I'm sure that it would be interesting out there in LA for you.
Tell you what, if I managed a Major League Baseball team, have done what the New York Mets should have done, and drilled the first batter that stepped up to the plate in New York.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let's go ahead and transition. As you said, Bucks traveling up north, going to Washington. They're coming off their bye week. How much do you think they were able to get done and work on to get prepared for the Washington Redskins?
I'm going to just add to a statement that you just said. I'm going to add and say this. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the number 5 defense, the number 5th ranked defense, goes up to our Nationals capital to take on the Washington Redskins. The number 5 defense. Say that a couple times. Let that sink in.
That's a very good point. You're talking about Jaquie Smith. You're talking about Levante David, obviously Gerald McCoy. We're talking about potential pro bowlers this year.
Let's don't get crazy.
Hey, a guy can dream, right?
You know, I'm not saying that they don't deserve it, but if Levante David didn't, you know, go the past couple years because of record, because of Tampa Bay, you know, let's don't get crazy. But I cannot believe this, and it's Friday, so I might have to give my pick. But for a team that when we got close to this season, and I privately picked what I thought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would do, this will be the sixth week. Is this their sixth game? Yeah, they're 2-3.
Yes.
So for the sixth week, I am picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I agree with you. I think it's not only is it going to be a win, I think that this may be a statement game. I think that they will not only win, but win somewhat big. I'm not going to say a huge blowout, but I have, for whatever reason, I have some confidence going into this.
Well, good. I'm sure the Buccaneers are happy to know that.
I will make sure I tweet them and let them know. Give them that little extra motivation just from me.
At Buccaneers.com.
There we go. There we go. Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel is under investigation right now. Not only through the NFL, but is through the police department as well. There was a potential incident between him and his girlfriend. They were in the car. I guess reports are saying that he was drinking earlier in the day. He was not intoxicated at the time, but as the argument escalated, he put his hands on her, even slammed her head into the window as they were driving. As of right now, nobody has been arrested or charged, but under the personal conduct policy of the NFL, Commissioner Goodell has the ability to suspend him and put him under some sort of discipline, even without the investigation being concluded yet. Just thoughts on the way Goodell could go with this and what you're expecting considering the history of what we've seen with NFL suspensions lately.
The alcohol situation and the domestic abuse situation, I believe, are two different things.
Okay.
The alcohol situation, you know, if he was tested or if the police felt he wasn't drunk enough to be tested is a moot point. So I don't even think it's fair to bring that up. But if they have proof that he slammed her head into a car window, I don't think they will, but I would be cool with them banning him for life. Why? You've got to make some kind of stance. You know, I don't know if you saw, I think it was Bradshaw when he went off on Hardy, you know, now that he's back and, you know, he doesn't think he should ever be allowed to play. And I'm going to use a line that Zuffa, allegedly, because I didn't hear it, said to John Jones. And it's the same thing that we've talked about with Major League Baseball, with the NFL. It's not a right to play in the NFL. It's a privilege. And doing this stupid stuff makes the NFL look stupid. And I'm not saying that that's right, because if you remember, there was a situation where there's been a few fighters who tested positive. They didn't even fight for the UFC, but the UFC took a hit because everybody thinks MMA, UFC. It's sure, not yeah. right that the NFL takes a hit, just like if another talk show host gets a DUI, all talk show hosts shouldn't, you know, get a hit for it. But if you do something silly while you're out driving or whatever, and it makes the radio network look bad or Talking Sports look bad or our sponsors look bad, then what's going to get done? You're going to be let go. So Johnny Manziel, it could happen to him. And something serious does need to happen to him to make a statement.
Well, I mean, it's been a long time since the NFL has dished out a life ban. I mean, I think it was either Colts quarterback, what's his name? The one that gambled his life away. Ohio State. Alex Carousel was also got a life ban. But Arch Leister. Yeah, he got a life ban. Ironically, that was for gambling. You know who's kind of set the bar, so to speak, and disappeared kind of? Is Ray Rice. hear anybody talking about him right now at all.
Well, they could do the same kind of thing that is happening to Ray Rice. So you don't ban Manziel for life. You just give him enough of a discipline and let the rest of the teams collude. You know, we all know it's collusion, but as long as they don't come out and say anything publicly, they're going to say, you know what? I don't want to touch him. And that's going to be his ban.
I think the Browns need to cut ties. He needs a fresh start somewhere else and get his life together, preferably in a town that doesn't have, Cleveland doesn't have a lot of gambling and stuff. We don't need him here because we got Mons Venus here. That's a bad influence for him. So I don't know.
He could either go and play in Salt Lake City, or even though it would be a bad city to do it, maybe he could compete against a Freeman in that minor league semi-amateur.
That's out of the thing. Bronx.
Yeah, and the thing is that this is his second year, and he still hasn't shown us a flash that warrants his first-round draft choice, even though he slipped in the draft. But he doesn't show that flash of anything, you know? So is he really worth it? I mean, I think the Browns should just cut their ties with him.
Yeah, well, and again, the problem with that is because he's a number one draft pick. I remember back when I was the bat boy for the St. Louis Cardinals, I was talking to a guy that was a number one draft pick. Now, granted, we're talking baseball, but he never made it, you know, up into the majors or for a small cup of coffee. And he said the only reason that he's still there is he's the number one draft pick. And when you cut a number one draft pick, it makes the whole organization look bad.
Well, they already look bad. I mean, they may look bad for keeping him at this point, you know?
Let me read one thing real quick, and then I'll transition and tie it all together. I'm grateful for the opportunity to resume my career, and I am excited to show how much I've grown as a person outside the octagon. It took me losing almost everything I had worked for to realize how much I had. I'm blessed and humbled to be for the continued support of the MMA community, and I can't thank my fans enough for their unwavering support through my ups and downs. This marks the beginning of a new chapter in my life and my career, and let me assure you, the best is yet to come. That is the statement that John Jones put on his Facebook page. Now, you have these athletes that have multiple incidents, sometimes regarding the same thing. This is not Johnny Manziel's first issue with alcohol. Again, I understand your point that if it can't be proven, then it doesn't necessarily need to be brought up, but he was the one that had admitted that he was drinking earlier in the day. This is not his first incident with alcohol. This shows an escalation if he indeed put his hands on his girlfriend. So
it's two different things. Right. It's two different things. I mean, drinking's not illegal.
Drinking's not illegal, but we have now, since he was the one that brought the alcohol up in the first place, he has now put these together. People are going to think about it as one incident, and this shows a possible escalation. And I agree with you that it needs, whatever the punishment is, needs to be significant to make sure it doesn't continue. John Jones, this is not his first incident regarding a car wreck where he could have potentially injured himself or others, could have killed himself or others. And he really, I mean, he says that the best is yet to come. It's a new chapter, blah, blah, blah. But shouldn't that have happened already after the first incident?
Yeah, you would think, and keep in mind, he could have sprained his ankle running away as well.
That's an entirely valid point. I mean, there's the fact that his reaction to the incident was to run, and it. I don't want to glorify it or justify it, but it worked out in this situation for him because, for whatever reason, they couldn't proceed with any criminal investigation or trial. But bottom line, the discipline needs to be significant enough to make sure that this behavior does not continue. That said, we are a little bit after the break, after the bottom of the hour, so let's hit this break. We'll pay some bills and we'll hit you on the flip side. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network. Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
It's football season, which means it's tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistols, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free, trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at MassageLux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, one, two, three.
Have you, by any chance, seen the press release about Arizona State honoring the memory of Pat Tillman?
I have not, but you just telling me that, I like it. What are they doing?
They are going to wear a special pair of Adidas Dark Ops Collection cleats October 29th against Oregon.
Ooh, I want a pair. I have to look these up.
I thought it was cool. Now, I knew that either you or somebody would throw it back in my face because I have said the things that I've said, not about Pat Tillman, but about everybody making Pat Tillman out to be a hero and not other military that have died. It's two entirely different things. I want to honor every military person that has passed away. And so I think this is cool, but I don't hold Pat Tillman higher than anybody else that has passed away, you know, protecting us and serving for us and whatever. But yeah, on the 29th, they should be pretty cool. It'll have his number. There'll be, I think, the special ops logo on it. So yeah, cool pair of shoes.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. I need to see if I can get a pair. Just saying that that game is next Thursday, and if anybody wants to get me a birthday present, which is that day, then you can reach me at KO Wegs on Twitter.
You need to come up with a new one. It now needs to be KO Wags.
KO Wags, yeah. Yeah, I like the ring of the first one. Thanks, though. I appreciate the input, but I think I'll stick with the first one.
I'm here for you.
The new NBA, or excuse me, not NBA. He is an NBA coach. He is moving, being added to a team. He's staying with the Spurs, but he is going to be, he is announced now as the new coach of the Team USA basketball team. Greg Popovich is going to take over for Mike Krzyzewski. Thoughts?
You know, I'm not a big Pop guy, you know, more just because of how he handles himself in the media and all that kind of stuff. He knows how to coach, obviously. Correct me if I'm wrong. The coaching staff does not get paid to do this.
I believe that is a true statement.
So anybody that's willing to do this, because it is an enormous amount of time, as well as I don't believe the coaches get medals either in the Olympics.
I did not know that, and I think that's unfortunate. Because I obviously the coach coming in, the coaching staff coming in, they're putting in just as much time and maybe not the same effort because they're not the ones running around or playing, but they're just as invested in the outcome of the games as anybody else.
They put a lot of time in. They put in more time than the players put in physical time. The coaches put in more mental time, but it's just for the love of the game and the love for the country and, you know, the love for the sport.
Do you feel he's going to be a good fit for Team USA? Obviously, when you're in the NBA, especially an elite team, and you have that experience, it helps. But you also have the same players typically for the majority of the time. You have your core. In this case, he's going to have a new crop. It's going to be trying to get egos to play well together. It's going to be a lot of moving and shaking and trying to make sure that everybody is staying healthy and maybe not always getting the players you want, considering they may choose not to play in their offseason. What are the expectations that would be put on Popovich from the very beginning?
Okay, Don Mattingly.
Yeah, hey, it's relevant right now. Might as well stick with it.
That's almost a silly question because you're talking basketball in the United States of America. There is only one expectation every time any form of dream team is put on a court, and that's to win. Anything less than winning, almost to the point of anything less than winning every time you step foot on the court, is a disappointment.
Which I 100% agree, but obviously you can't meet those expectations all the time. At least in baseball, you have a long season to do that. With Team USA basketball, they're not playing all the time. They have very, very limited opportunities to live up to those expectations, the expectation of winning every single game or every single tournament, and it's not quite as forgiving. I'll put it that way.
But on the same line, when you put these teams together, it's not the same guys. So the expectations of winning every time you step foot on the court is realistic. You know, for the next 2 months, you're going to have this group of guys that are still all NBA quality players. LeBron may not play in the, you know, round one, whatever, but, you know, you put out everybody else but LeBron or but this guy or but that guy. The expectations are still, and they should be, win at all cost every time you lace up your sneakers and put your feet on the court.
Again, You don't always get the players you want, though. You can request them. You can say, hey, you've been selected for Team USA, but let's say LeBron doesn't choose to play for Team USA, just as a for example.
Okay.
Now what? I mean, obviously, there are plenty of other quality players. I'm not trying to belittle anybody else, but obviously, LeBron is a big part of that team. He is arguably the best player in the world when it comes to basketball.
And again, we're talking expectations. Without the number one player in the world, if you give me the number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, they should still go out and win.
But they don't always do.
Oh, I understand that. But you just asked the expectations. Of course, they're not going to go out there and win every single time in the round robin. But, you know, I expect them, come Olympic time, to win everything all the way up to the gold medal. They may lose an exhibition game because it's different. And I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but they play a little bit different when it's an exhibition game, when they're just playing themselves into shape. You know, when it's win or go home, it's an entirely different mentality than let's get in shape and play, you know, Brazil next Tuesday.
Fair enough. Obviously, Popovich is not exactly a slouch coming in. He's won 5 NBA titles with the Spurs, and it's going to be an interesting thing to see. Krzyzewski, man, I shouldn't have a problem saying that. He has guided the Olympic team 2 consecutive gold medals, 2 world titles, and a 75-1 record. So obviously, he set the bar pretty high for Popovich coming in.
And I'm going to set the bar pretty high as well, because this is Talking Sports, and we're going to go hit our final break of the afternoon.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has 4 convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also 2 locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
Yeah. Getting into it, getting jiggy with it. Weggs here in studio, Randy over in Dublin, Ireland for UFC Fight Night 76, Holohan versus Smolka. I had some changes to the fight card, but they are saluting smartly and carrying on. As you've spent your time in Dublin and gone through all of the media day stuff, what's been the best experience over there so far?
Not sure I've had it yet.
So, let me ask a different question. What's been the best experience so far?
You know, time flies by, you know, when I go on the road and do these things. You know, I had so many plans to get out and see the city. I've done the same bus tour 2 days in a row. You sit on the bus, you look at a couple things, it takes an hour and a half. I've found some things that if I ran the city that I would do differently, but food's been decent.
Have you had a chance to go try the Bunsen burger yet?
I have not gone to pay $32 for their burger yet.
If you, if you're listening out there and you want to know about the Bunsen burger, listen to last night's show, knockoutradio.com. That, it sounds pretty impressive. Sean brought up the picture of it. It looks pretty good. But for €25 or $32, that's got to be a pretty awesome burger. I think it comes with fries and a shake as well. But
right. Yeah, I just don't know. I had chicken wings last night that were really, to be honest, pretty good. And then today I had a plate of banger and mash.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's a sausage and mashed potatoes and some other vegetables, correct?
Onions, yeah, and some onions.
Gotcha. What about shepherd's pie?
Haven't had it yet. You know, we're going to go out and, you know, try to find something for dinner, you know, obviously as soon as the show's over. And I'm thinking about maybe doing that, you know, getting some real Irish or a real Irish stew just to, you know, you're here. You got to try something.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. And you said that you have done the Guinness tour.
Yep.
And You went out on a limb and you went ahead and tried the Guinness straight from the mothership, if you will.
Yeah, it is the mothership.
And I think Sean said last night he wants you to go get a pint glass for him.
Well, good for Sean. I'm glad that he has a want list.
I'll take a shepherd's pie.
While you're out.
That bag. You have a better chance at getting food than my son has of getting a glass.
All right, so we had on Paul Redman last night. He had his chance to talk about the main event and his thoughts on Duffy Poirier that was supposed to be the main event. Obviously, we have Holohan versus Smolka as the main event now. Norman Park versus Reza Madadi as the co-main event. What is the feel of what we're expecting from this card tomorrow night?
The feel is let's just try to get through it, get out of it, and get home.
That bad, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
I believe that definitely is the feel. Something else I believe the feel is, and I didn't obviously, you know, wouldn't say this last night when Paul was on, I think some of the Irish are getting fed up with Conor McGregor.
Ooh, that's a pretty bold statement. What's leading you to think that?
Somebody telling me the Irish are getting fed up with Conor McGregor.
That's pretty bad when you talk so much trash that an entire country that seems, at least on the from the outside looking in, that everybody is all about supporting everybody else. Everybody is on the same team and vehemently defending each other if somebody says the wrong thing about anybody else from Ireland, be it a fighter or whatever. That's pretty bad when you go so far that now you're wearing on everybody's nerves.
Yeah, but like we talked about last night and like we've talked about numerous times, you can wear on people's nerves as long as you win.
Well, I would say I would go one step further by saying you can wear on everybody's nerves as long as you sell fights.
Yeah, but
you don't even necessarily have to win as long as you're getting talked into the fights. That's what matters most.
Can you sell a fight though if you're not winning? Do people care?
Chael Sonnen.
If you're not winning.
I'll always go back to that. Chael Sonnen. He was not winning. He was still talking himself into big fights. He was still selling fights and making the UFC and Zuffa money without winning.
I went and I grabbed a cookie.
Okay. How was the cookie?
Must have been a big cookie.
I'll tell you what, the cookie was phenomenal. And for the cookie to have been in the hotel room for 2 days now, the cookie was pretty good.
It took you that long to get to it?
Well, I've been busy eating other things, you know, cookies and crackers and
bangers and mash and $4.25 sandwiches.
Did you show Ed the video?
I will immediately after the show.
Okay.
And for anybody who hasn't seen it, it's on Randy's Facebook page, but we'll try to get that video. It is Food Network quality presentation.
Yes, it is.
And production. We'll get that on the KnockoutRadio.com Facebook page so that everybody can see it.
What is going on this weekend sports-wise back in the good old U.S. of A?
Well, I do know that the Lightning are playing tonight. That is something that's coming up. They are 4-3 on the season, first month of the very young season after last year's Stanley Cup final run.
Did Hedman play in Nashville?
He did. He was supposed to be back. He did come back. And so he's back on the ice for them. It was a 5-4 loss, shutout loss, to the Predators in Nashville. They go to Winnipeg, up to Canada, for tonight's game at 8 o'clock. Blackhawks, Saturday, 8:30.
Go back for a second to the Nashville game.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because you just said it, so obviously we both know what you're talking about. They went to the 3-3 overtime and nobody scored?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that was the case.
How did that happen? How can you not score 3-on-3?
I guess Bishop stepped up to the plate and had a hell of a overtime period.
I guess, what's the line? I guess a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while?
Every once in a while, yeah. He had, 29 saves. He had 2 penalty minutes. That's interesting. But he stopped 6 of 6 power play attempts and one shorthanded attempt.
Before we run out of time, real quick, who did the Patriots beat this weekend? I was going to say Sunday, but I don't know when they play.
Let's see here. Patriots are going to be beating as the website loads. Patriots are playing. New England are hosting the Jets.
There you go.
Okay. Correct, Amundo.
By the way, I don't feel good about the Bucs game this week. Just
you don't out. Feel no. Really okay. What's your?
Well, the
reason?
Only thing is, real quick, and then Randy, I understand you got a show on Tuesday nights too, so you need to hit that room before we can leave.
Oh yeah, good call.
I'm hearing reports that if the Washington Redskins lose to the Bucs, it could be some big changes in Washington. So you got about 1:10 left. So Randy, hit that, will you?
Yeah, next week, for the first time in a long time, and as a matter of fact, the Monday night show used to be on Tuesday, but for the first time in quite a few years, the players' show will be Tuesday night out at the Press Box Sports Emporium, and at 6 o'clock, not at 7. I normally don't even know who the special guest is, but rumor has it that Danny Lansana will be bringing the other starting linebacker. He's already brought Levante David out. Next week, it appears, on Tuesday, 6 o'clock, Kawan Alexander will be joining us out at the press box. So it should be a good fun night on Tuesday at 6 o'clock.
It's always a good time up there. Let's go ahead and close it out. Randy, thank you for being able to Skype in from over across the pond. Thanks, everybody, for listening in to another episode of Talking Sports. You can follow Randy on Twitter at Knockout Radio. follow me on Twitter at KOEggs. Follow the show on Facebook, knockoutradio.com. Everybody, have a great weekend.